Father, we thank you for your kindness and your mercy that you'll speak to us once again. Open our hearts through your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, help us to receive the revelation of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Many of you remember, I believe, that Jesus said, however, will I find faith when I return? When the Son of Man comes, will I find faith? How many of you remember that scripture? Only two. When I come back, will I find faith? That's very astounding statement. Saints of God, we are living in a time where a rapture is about to take place, and the saints of God are preparing, the bride is preparing herself, and no doubt many churches are playing like Queen Vashti. And it is no easy to deliver the word of God in a time like this. For the Bible has already said, the Holy Spirit through Paul, the people will gather for themselves teachers to speak to them nice things, the things that they would like to hear. But if you want to know the condition of the present day church, you study with the help of the Holy Spirit prayerfully the book of Joel. For God pronounces desolation. The first chapter, how even the food, the word of God has been removed from God's people. The joy has withered away. For when you receive the word of God as food, as revelatory knowledge, it becomes food for us. When Jesus said to pray, give us this day our daily bread, that means the revelatory knowledge, not knowledge of just yourself knowing, a means of knowing that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Or not just gaining knowledge, going and studying in a Bible college and getting some notes. And no, we are talking here revelation knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Some people, you know this by heart. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. The Holy Spirit is not talking here that the faith of God coming within us, but just by hearing the word. No. You got to hear it through the spirit of man. And we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in order for the faith to come. The revelation knowledge is received only through the Holy Spirit. No preacher, no teacher, no pastor cannot give you any revelation knowledge. Faith comes by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking the word of God. Not hearing with our physical ears. Get this first. I want to lay this first in your heart. It's only revelation knowledge brings faith. You cannot take a promise in the scripture and say, well, this is mine, and then go and do whatever you like. God has said it, so I will do this. That's what happened for two ladies and one man. Gentlemen, there was a meeting going on in Korea. I don't know, some of you may have heard it. And an evangelist had come there, and they wanted to go for the meeting. And during that time, there was so much rain, and there was a canal. The water was rushing, the river, and they couldn't cross. And here they found in their scriptures that no evil shall befall, no plague shall come near. And even the Lord has said that even if we jump from anywhere, that he will hold us and send his angels. And they confessed that scripture, all three of them, they got inside the water to cross. This is True story. All three of them were taken by the flood and they died. And the devil flashed it on the papers. While the meeting was going on, I heard this story through Pastor Yenggui Cho. Foolishness. Why? Because it is just written. It is the Logos. The Rhema we got to hear through the Holy Spirit. The Rhema word is a spoken word of God, spoken by the Holy Spirit within our spirit. Only through that we receive faith. And go with me now. Okay, well, once that is settled, you understood that? Now, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. I would earnestly ask you, receive the word prayerfully so that the Holy Spirit will give you that rhema in your heart. Otherwise, all what you have is just some knowledge and that you will go home without the food. But God talks about bread and food and corn and all that has been taken away from the house of God. It is the revelatory knowledge. Jezebel, spirit of witchcraft, is against revelation knowledge. I'm going to show it to you. I've got just now 25 minutes to stop. Right? So, listen prayerfully. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation or deliverance to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and to also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Sad to say that so many are living by the credit card. There is no faith at all. There are brothers and sisters over there. Let me tell you, they'll kill you. And one of those areas the devil has caught many Christians. Why do you need God? Just use the card. Now watch this. I want to show something over here. Here we are asked to go. Now faith comes by hearing. Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, the word of God. Now, faith to faith. Over here, you are here. One stage. You received faith. Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes one scripture and reveals to us in our hearts. And we know that. You immediately say, I didn't see that. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah, that's revelation knowledge. Those are the people who will be hungry for the word of God. They will run anywhere to receive revelation knowledge, and they will say, Lord, I'm hungry, feed me. Not others, brother. If you do not receive revelation knowledge, you remain in your first stage of your salvation. Faith came and it died. But here it says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. What is God saying there? You go from one stage of faith. Watch me, I'm down here. I go to another level of faith, up spiritually by revelation. Did you get that? By continuous revelation knowledge, you go from one faith level, go to the other, and then go to the other. That's why Jesus asks us to pray. Pray to the Father, give me this day my daily bread. Bread is something that we must eat. Revelation knowledge is bread because you can eat it, not logos. And I want to say, number one vicious enemy, right through the ages, the enemy of God and the church, right now it is buried, it's sleeping like viper, or you call it whatever, the python or anything within the church, holding up this thing, is the spirit of Jezebel, which is witchcraft. Witchcraft is against revelation knowledge. Witchcraft. Jezebel hates anointed preachers. Jezebel hates the prophets. She murdered nearly 800 of them. She wanted to finish off Elijah too. Jezebel hates repentance. If any preacher come and say, repent, she cannot stand that. You see, when I say Jezebel is not a female gender, there is no gender in spirit. But the Lord wants to bring out the nature of the spirit of witchcraft. So he mentions her name. You study the character of Jezebel, and you will come across the character, the how the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of idolatry, rebellion functions, operates. If you are ignorant of all these things, let me say you're already blinded by her. We find her coming back into the New Testament, and Jesus mentions that she's there in that church and I am against her. I gave her time to repent, and if she doesn't, I will kill her and all her children. And the church has been, the pastor of the church has been tolerating. Mind you, the spirit of Jezebel, which is the spirit of witchcraft, can take hold of anybody. Can take hold, it got hold of Pharaoh, and then Pharaoh wouldn't let those people go and to worship the Lord. Got hold of that woman, literally Jezebel, and Ahab was king, but Jezebel ruled. I want to say that again. Ahab was king, but Ahab did not rule. Jezebel ruled. So happens in many churches now. Somebody else is ruling there, not the pastor. Oh yeah. What will be there in the church? Confusion. Depression. No word. Absolutely no revelatory knowledge. So here we see you go from faith to faith by revelation. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So how do we go from faith to faith? Revelation. Revelation. And we know that 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, we know that the agent of revelation is our Holy Spirit. The Lord, another person like Jesus, was sent by him. Same character, power, everything, compassion, everything. The Holy Spirit. It is his time, it is his dispensation, it is his ministry. It is the revelation knowledge that was rejected by the church at Nazareth, the synagogue. And they pushed Jesus Christ out because of the spirit of witchcraft coupled with the spirit of religion expelled him out. I want to say this again. Jezebel hates servants of God who comes and says, repent. Get back to God. Leave that. Forsake your sins. She doesn't like that. She's just like, you know, wishy-washy preaching. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, everything is going to be nice. Eventually, we will get there by and by, in the sweet by and by. But here, live like a pauper. That's what she wants. That's why the churches are in this condition today. You read Joel, God will show it to you. How desperately the condition of the church, of the people of God, and even these days, the desolation, the enemy has crept inside the churches and has sucked in the word of God. People sit there dreaming. They don't receive revelation. Yes. And somebody comes sent by God. You know what? It is the duty of the people to discover the anointing upon a person. You have to discover whom God has sent. Who is Pastor Gray and who am I? If you do not discover what type of anointing that is operating in the servants of God whom God has sent, brother, you'll miss it. You'll miss it. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all those people, they missed the anointing that was upon Jesus. He came, opened the book and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. And those people, they gnashed their teeth. And who is he to say this? They did not discern the anointing that was upon Jesus. This so happens. Is there anything different now? No. No. Somebody said, Pastor, most of the things that you are speaking, the church is not ready to receive there. They are rejecting it, unfortunately. And I believe it to a certain extent. Why? It was so then. If it is so now, same. But if you listen prayerfully, if you have been meeting the Lord with humbleness, you know what I am talking to you. See, the First Corinthians says, second chapter, verse 10, so many things God has prepared for the believers, for his children. But God had revealed them to us by the Spirit. By what? By the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things of God that are freely given to us. I have set some watches over there inside that room to pray over here while I am preaching. That's why some of these people are missing, because I'm all out. I am not here to play the fool with you. I'm here to see that you receive the word of God. You receive the revelation knowledge of God. Not just coming here because you have nothing else to do at home. I don't say that. But really grieves me and hurts me to see in some churches, I turn back and look at the sheep. They're so sacked down. They need so much of word, God's revelation. They need the guidance of God. They need the word of God. They need the bread to take home. Unfortunately, they don't receive. And some woman, some other man passing this way, they come inside. I heard the Lord speak to me. And then they go, you know why? It's the same thing like that lady. She said, I don't want a big loaf, just the crumbs will do for me. She is a Gentile woman. She came from nowhere and then got the crumbs and went. Here the Lord is stretching forth. Receive it, receive it, receive. Take the bread, eat it. Don't want it. Times of preparation is necessary. You need to prepare your heart. It is not going to be the same. East Toronto for you all the time? No. You just watch. You just watch. You got to give an account of every word God speaks over here. Yes. We need to give an account. God has timely sent. And I'm here. I know my purpose. Oh yes. So the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals. We need his closeness. We need his intimacy. Now, the natural man, Bible says, continuing, he never receives anything of God, the revelation of God, because they are spiritually discerned. And the knowledge of God, the revelation knowledge of God, comes through the scriptures, through the Holy Spirit. And as we prayerfully and we humbly say, the Lord teach me, please. I need to know about this matter. I need to know why this is so much blocked and hindered and all that. I need to know. Oh, Lord, give me a word, please. And the Lord will. Because the bread is for the children. God has not called us to hear some sermons. No, no, no. He has called us to go from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory. That's right. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, I want to show you something. The revelation knowledge. Turn with me to 2 Peter, please. 2 Peter. First chapter. I tell you, there are so many of you here. Your spirit is actually dried up and is wanting the revelation knowledge of the word of God, but God has been calling you, but you are saying no because of all kinds of pressures and time and things like that. But it's time for you to wake up. Don't wait until God changes the circumstances and there is no way to go out, and you come to a dead end road and call for your pastor and that he's not available. God will make it that way. Please listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit says to you this evening. Have you taken 2 Peter, first chapter? All right. Verse 16. This is Peter speaking. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. A glimpse of it, Peter saw it with John and James up on the mountain when Jesus took them away and he transfigured in front of them. Remember? Yes. And see, he was so much taken up by that, and he said, I want to stay here. Get some camps. Right? Now, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Peter heard this voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit. Father spoke through the Holy Spirit, and Peter heard it. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Peter heard that, and watch now what he's saying through the Holy Spirit. And this voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, which came from heaven, we heard. Can you see that? Peter heard this voice. This is my beloved Son. When we were with him in the Holy Mount. Now, why is he saying that? I heard that voice. He's going to make a point here. He's going to compare something. Watch. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto the light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn, and the day star, actually the morning star, rises in your heart. The day star is the morning star. The morning star is the brightest star that comes up before the sunrise. The morning star is the revelation. Peter, you see, we heard God's voice. But then we have more word, the sure word, the prophecy is over here. The prophetical word is more sure. So he's comparing to that. Even though we heard the voice of God, but you have the word of God, which is more sure. But he says, whereunto you do well, what he's asking us to do, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. The dark place is the earth. It is getting darker and darker and darker and darker. The darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. But light shall shine upon you. How? Watch. He's saying here. Now don't worry that you got to hear the voice of God like what we heard even with our physical ears, but you have a more sure word of prophecy, but you got to look into it, meditate upon it, when until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart, until you receive the revelation of the word of God through the Holy Spirit. It is the revelation is compared to the morning star. And as we go on looking at the word of God and then meditating it and confessing it and meditating it, you know, God never reveals it to you just like that. You read something you don't understand, but he is asking you to look upon it, meditate, talk about it, and ask the Lord, pray, Lord, I don't understand this. When are you going to teach me? When are you going to give me the revelation? So he says, go on looking at it, go on meditating until the day star, the morning star rises, the revelation comes within your heart. Because there is an opposing factor. Jezebel hates revelation. Jezebel hates revelation. Because revelation knowledge is the knowledge where Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. The rock was the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And you need to receive that revelation knowledge. People who are devoid of revelation knowledge on a daily basis are those people who grumble and mourn and fight and squall and bawl. And you know, they're not satisfied with anything. And they get dragged and pulled, you know, so many other things. But when you take revelation knowledge, you want to spend your money just on that. You want to buy gadgets, you want to do everything because you have found a pearl of high price. Revelation knowledge. So that morning star rises in your heart until revelation comes within. And he says, it will come. Go on meditating. It will come until the day star rises. The night shall pass away, and the revelation will come. Now go with me to so are you there? How many of you know Jesus said in, I think in Revelation 22, he said, I am the bright and the morning star. Many of you know that. Right. Now, Revelation chapter 3. Watch the enemy of Revelation. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things, there, the Son of God, who hath his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and thy charity, thy service and thy faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast suffered that woman Jezebel. This pastor is tolerating that woman Jezebel. That is a spirit of witchcraft. It can operate through anybody. It can operate through a man or a woman or a child, anyone. This spirit of witchcraft has been tolerated in this church. Toleration. What you tolerate, you will not change. What you permit will continue. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed. This is Jesus speaking through the Holy Spirit. What do you mean? I will cast her into a bed, a bed of sickness. Most of the time, domineering people, people who dominate others, people who control others, they get into all kinds of sickness, you know. It's just an observation. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except that repent their deeds. And I will kill her children. Goodness, strong words, aren't they? Words of Jesus. I will kill her children. Who said that? Jesus. With death, and all the churches shall know that I am the one who searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your words. Jezebel works in the hearts and minds of people. That's why he says, I search the heart and the mind. And all the other churches will come to know, it is I who have done that. Because this woman is seducing my servants. This woman is corrupting my church. This is the condition of at least 98% of the North American churches in the Western world, let me say, because the woman has been tolerated. That's why so much of movements have come. Feminine movements these days. So much of things have been tolerated. Lesbianism and homosexuality and everything. People are being ordained. Lesbians are being ordained in some churches. And we said, oh, we need to love them. Yeah, you would love them, but you discipline them. You repent or you get out. You don't come and spoil the whole thing here. Little leaven leavens the whole thing. I have a message to tell you. Let me say, if the Lord permits it, one of you sin here. Privately, one of you commit adultery and come over here secretly, the whole church will come under the judgment of God. The whole church, God will be angry. He'll be fierce anger. Anybody can pray, nothing will happen until that sin is dealt with. Do you agree with me? I don't mind. If you don't agree with me, it doesn't matter, because it's the word of God. Got it here. I'm not preaching my theory. Now, look at what he says here. But unto you I say, unto the rest of Thyatira, as many have said, not this doctrine. That's the leadings and guidance and the doctrine of Jezebel, the witchcraft, controlling others. As many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon none the other burden. Watch carefully. But that which you have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words, and to the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule over them with the rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, shall they be broken to the shivers, even as I received of my Father. I will give him the morning star. Watch. Now, only this church is being given the promise for every believer who overcomes the spirit of witchcraft, Jezebel. That controlling, manipulating, domineering spirit, deceiving spirit, sucking out all revelatory knowledge, sucking out the word of God from the church, blinding the pastor, blinding the elders. For he doesn't come and give the word of God, the naked word of God, the marrow, the real meat to the people. And God, Jesus says through the Holy Spirit, the church, when you overcome Jezebel, you will begin to rule the other cities and other nations. You will begin to evangelize. Why? Because you have overcome this enemy within the church. Where is Jezebel? Inside. That's why many don't get healed. That's why many don't receive any revelatory knowledge. That's why there is hardly any revelation knowledge in the church. How many times that you have gone out after a preaching and said, "Oh, what? I didn't know that. Oh my goodness." And he says here, when you overcome Jezebel, I will give you the morning star. What is that? He's saying that Jezebel is preventing you to receive the revelation knowledge of God's word. But when you overcome the spirit of witchcraft. Okay. Now Jezebel opposes revelation knowledge. The church that overcomes Jezebel, that is the spirit of witchcraft, God promises to give them the morning star, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus Christ is the word of God. Revelation 22. The book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. I, Jesus, I have sent to mine angel to testify unto you these things in churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is the bright and morning star. So the revelation of Jesus Christ, the morning star, is a revelation of the word of God. O child of God, how much we need the revelation every day to go from faith to faith, to glory, from glory to glory. Now, Moses received the word from God. God said, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may serve me. And Pharaoh wouldn't let him. Why? Because the spirit of witchcraft took control of Pharaoh and stopped God's people from serving him. The spirit of witchcraft is opposed to your call. He opposes you serving Jesus Christ. He cannot take away your salvation, but then now he opposes you. No, I will not let you serve Jesus Christ. Are you serving him? Jesus said, we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and serve mammon. That is the power, the evil power behind the things of this world. Now, when Moses brought that word, Pharaoh opposed him. That was a rhema word. That was a spoken word. God said, Moses, go and tell him. So Moses brought even the word to the people of Israel. And then he said, God is going to take you to the land of flowing with milk and honey. And get ready. God has seen your tears and he has seen your affliction. But look what the spirit of witchcraft spoke through Pharaoh and said, Exodus chapter 5 verse 9. What did he say? Chapter 5 verse 9. Let there more work be laid upon men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. Some translation says idle words, vain words. The spirit of witchcraft attacks the revelatory word, the word that was given as a revelation, and he says vain words. Don't listen to Moses. Those words are idle, just vain. So you can see how the spirit of witchcraft is opposed to people receiving revelation knowledge when a teacher, a preacher is giving the word of God. Are you all there? It is again, Jezebel hates revelation knowledge. As long as people can get head knowledge, it is happy. She's happy. They just come and say, yes, amen, hallelujah. They shake their head and they go off. Do nothing. Never win souls. They're not excited. They don't take down notes. They don't listen to any cassettes. But you allow them to speak, oh, their words will be many, but they have no power. That is a form of godliness, denying the power of God. There will be so many Christians in the church these days. You know, once, I don't know how many of you have heard about Brother Hagin. Why, the Lord told him that he was going to teach him about demons and how to deliver people from demons and evil spirits. So one day, he had a vision. The Lord appeared to him, and then the Lord was speaking to him about these things which he earlier told him about deliverance. As Jesus was speaking to him in that vision, he saw a demon. He knew that it was a demon, like the form of a monkey. It was coming in between Jesus and him, Brother Hagin, and it was making noise and disturbing the voice of Jesus Christ. When it was making crackling, rattling noise, he could not hear what Jesus was telling him. And he was expecting Jesus to tell that demon, shut up. And he waited and waited, and then he did nothing. Jesus just ignored it. And he was continuously speaking, and he couldn't hear anything. Finally, he was so frustrated. Suddenly, he asked help from the Lord within. And then he said, you foul demon, in the name of Jesus, you shut up and get out from here. And that thing immediately vanished from that place. And afterwards, of course, he asked, Lord, why you didn't do anything about it? And Jesus said, if you had not done anything, I couldn't have. Then he said, well, you said you wouldn't, you mean? No, he said, no, I never said I wouldn't, I said I couldn't. He asked that three times. You see, the Bible says, tells us, you resist the devil. The Bible says the earth will have to start. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth, we have to start. God has done everything. The authority has been given. And we just now crying, oh, the devil, the devil. And allow God to do our work, and he's not going to do it. So you can see how this demon spirit was blocking the voice of Jesus in that vision coming to him. And until Brother Hagin dealt with that spirit in the name of Jesus, only after that thing going away from there, he was able to receive the word. The same thing happens now. The spirit of witchcraft comes in between the preacher, the teacher, whatever. The person who is giving the word of God and those people who come and sit there. They come without prayer. They come without preparation. They just come with all kinds of problems. So this spirit of witchcraft, Jezebel, comes in between and nullifies. It distorts the message, so that they don't receive revelation. Matthew chapter 11 verse 25. Thank you, Holy Spirit. At the time Jesus answered and said, that means when the apostles, we read this again in Luke chapter 10. When they were so rejoicing in the power of the name of Jesus, because they just came out casting out many demons. So Jesus says, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, unto children, unto people, those who do not know much of God's word and knowledge. You have revealed them to them, Father. The Bible scholars are there in the synagogue, in the church, but then just imagine these young believers, followers of Jesus Christ, they have been given the revelation knowledge. They knew the power of the name of Jesus. So Jesus is rejoicing in his spirit and thanking the Father, immediately speaking to him, Father, I thank you that you have revealed them to these people, all these things. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight. Verse 27, all things are delivered unto me by my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Here he is talking continuously about revelation knowledge. The Father, Jesus is saying, is going to reveal the Son through the Holy Spirit. And the Son is going to reveal the Father through the Holy Spirit to whomsoever he will. Now I want to ask you here, just watch this. All things are delivered unto me. Who is the me? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? The Word of God. So all things what the Father has delivered is delivered to us by way of promises in the Word of God. Amen. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. No one knows God's Word except the Father. No one can know God's Word except the Holy Spirit until he reveals to us. Nobody can know it. We read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, chapter 2, verses from 10 onwards. No man know. Nobody will know the heart of God except the Spirit of God. So here again, but neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Here again we can see who is the Son? Jesus Christ. The Father is going to reveal through the Word of God. Can you see that? To whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The knowledge of God the Father we receive through the Word. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal God to us through the Word. The knowledge of God comes to us by revelation through the Word of God. See how important it is to meditate and to study and to confess God's Word. You just cannot sit and just watch a preacher or teacher and then just go home and do nothing and then come back and then say, well, I know God. The revelation of God is going to come through His Word. God and His Word are one. You neglect the Word of God, you neglect God or Jesus Christ. You ignore the Word of God, you ignore Jesus Christ. A church that forgets the Word of God to give first place, they are forgetting Jesus to give him first place. A church that is involved in so many activities will never give first place to the Word of God. John chapter 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when the Spirit of truth is come, Jesus is speaking, he will guide you into all truth. Who is that he? The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Who is the truth? The truth is a person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. So Jesus is saying, when the Holy Spirit comes, he is going to guide you into everything that I have. And again, I ask you, who is Jesus Christ? The Word of God. So he is going to guide you into all the truth, all the Word of God, and reveal it. Now watch. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. Who is that he? Kaushi. He. The Holy Spirit. He shall glorify me. Who is the me? Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? The Word of God. And he says, he shall glorify me. He shall glorify the Word. Hallelujah. A church that exalts the Word of God, a church that will increase. A church that gives room for all the meetings except the Word, the Bible study and the fasting and praying and keeping centrality of the Word of God, that church is not going to last very long. No. It's an easy prey for Jezebel. You cannot stand except on the Word of God. No. You have nothing to stand. The Word is a solid rock. That is the revelatory Word, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit shall glorify the Word. For he shall receive of mine. He, again the Holy Spirit, shall receive of mine. Who is that mine? Who is mine? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? the word of God. So he says, he shall receive from the word and he shall show it unto you. That means he will take from the word and get the revelation knowledge to you. How many of you understand? Amen. That revelation knowledge is taken from the word of God and is fed to you by the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus is talking. Because he is the word. See how much we are going to miss when we miss the word. We run around from morning till night and we say that we got so many things to do, and then what do we have? Nothing. The Holy Spirit has nothing to do with people who neglect the word, because the word is the Son of God. Anybody who is excited about the word, anyone who is ignited by the word, let me tell you, that person's life is guided and is empowered by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit draws any believer to the word. That's why Jesus said, unless the Father draws anyone to me, no one can come to me. Who is the me? The word. See, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine, take it from the word, and shall show it unto you by revelation. It's very simple. See, the Bible is so simple to get it with the help of the Holy Spirit. As some as Charles Camp said, you need a help to misunderstand it. Yeah. 1 Samuel 3:21. So the revelation of God comes through his word. 1 Samuel 3:21. Thank you, Lord. I've been following until now. 3:21. And the Lord appeared to Samuel again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The revelation of God came to Samuel through the word of God. Can you see that? God revealed himself through his word. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. Let's see what Paul is saying here. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. You know, Paul was a Bible scholar. He studied under Gamaliel, another Bible scholar, nearly 13 years. Galatians chapter 1 11 and 12. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which I preached of me is not after man. I mean, he says, I never heard it from a man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. Nobody taught me. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation of the word of God. Jesus Christ himself revealed to him the good news, the salvation, the free forgiveness of sins. It is through his word. Now, Matthew 16, many of you know that Jesus asked the question, whom do people say that I am? And then many said, some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are Elijah. So Jesus said, whom do you say that I am? So Peter opened his mouth and said, you are the Son of the living God, you are Christ. And Jesus said immediately, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed this to you. You see, Peter received the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. That revelation knowledge, Jesus called rock. Upon this rock, I will build my church. A church that is built upon revelation knowledge, no devil can shake it. That church will get the attack of the enemy, but Jesus said, you will prevail. The gates of hell cannot prevail. Why? Because it is founded on rock, the revelation knowledge. Others will fall. People with the mental knowledge will fall. Paul had a revelation knowledge. He said, I know in whom I have believed. That's why the demon said, we know Paul. We know him. The devil knows whether we have the revelation knowledge or the head knowledge. Are you there? So you better know what kind of knowledge you have. Don't just come with a head knowledge. Please be warned. You should know in whom you have believed. Don't just come on a Sunday and sit here and then just say a few hallelujahs and shake your body and go. Gone are those days. So well. Finished. So Peter, earlier we see him writing those epistles. He said, take heed to the word of prophecy. Take heed to the word of God. As you are in a dark place, this world is getting darker and darker. But as you go on meditating, you are going to get the morning star. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The day star will come within your heart. So continue meditating, obeying, hold on to the word. That's what he says. Holding on to the word is holding on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Standing upon the word is standing upon Jesus Christ. Trusting the word is trusting Jesus Christ. Fellowshipping with the word is fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. Now Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32. Now this has been misunderstood by many people. Many? John 8, 31 and 32. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, people don't continue. People don't continue to confess or to meditate, to study the word. Hey, believers, please listen to me. We need to study the word. It is not for the pastors only. It is not for the evangelists. Every believer should be a student of the Bible. You must study the word. Otherwise, you will not be able to stand in the evil day. There will be an evil day. Remember that. Not one, there may be many. Anybody wants to avoid the evil day, ask the Lord to call you home. Heaven. That is the only way that you can escape the devil. But then, here Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you shall know. He never said you shall understand. Watch that. What is he saying? You shall know. He says if you continue meditating, if you continue obeying my word and hold on to the word, if you continue consistently, you are going to receive revelation. And watch this. That revelation knowledge is going to make you free. Not head knowledge. You shall know by revelation what I am telling you. And that revelation knowledge will make you free. That means you will be delivered. Amen? That's right. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So Jezebel hides within the church, hides sometimes in believers. She creeps in like a viper and distorts, disturbs, prevents the child of God receiving the revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. All what they could hear is the voice of the preacher. And they go through the Bible, but nothing touches their spirit. This is true. And I asked them, what was the sermon? I said, I don't know. What? Well, something about, oh yeah, true, very true. Is it any wonder when Jesus said, at the moment you hear the word of God, the devil comes? She comes. Jezebel comes. Witchcraft hates revelation knowledge. You see, in chapter 4, Acts chapter 4 verse 17. I want to show you something there. Oh, these things are very, very important, my dear brothers and sisters. Oh, we need to be very strong in the word these days. How many of you want to shake Toronto? Are you there? So come on now. We need to be waging war. We just got enough to sing. We are in the heavenlies. What war are you making? I like to ask, what is the war? No war there.
Acts chapter 5, chapter 4 verse 17. Now what happens when these people were preaching the word? But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. What is the name? Jesus Christ. And they called him and commanded them not to speak at all or not teach in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the word of God. They were speaking the word of God, and Peter came out with prophecy. This is what Joel said, and that and this. He came out with the scriptures, and they got mad because they was preaching in the name of Jesus. They was preaching the word of God. Jezebel got mad, and they said, don't stop it. Even today, the uncompromising word of God is preached only in very few churches. 95% of churches are complacent, and they are doing some other work like Queen Vashti. There is a churchianity going there. Oh yeah, there is tithes and offering, there are singing, there is dancing and all that. But there is no revelation knowledge. Are you listening to me? Yeah. No revelation knowledge. Acts chapter 6 verse 2. Watch this. Oh, Jezebel tries one, and again she tries another thing. It never stops. She tries one method, and failing, which is tries another. He's now setting up some of these people just to grumble and say, well, we are not being looked after. No food had been given to us. We have been just neglected. And then, you know, the apostles had a problem, and they said, oh, what are we going to do now? Because the word of God is being preached and many are getting saved, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is going forth everywhere. Demons are being cast out. People are getting healed. There's an uproar. The religious demons got mad. So they brought out with, you know, the good stuff. You know, but you know, Peter, you all are neglecting us. This is also God's work. So please, you know. So what did they say? Chapter 6 verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Or if this one bit of revelation is given to churches today, I'm telling you, by in the presence of God, every church will be different. Every church will be different. If they only meditate on this verse, it is not for us to leave the word of God, ministry of the word, and to serve tables. The churches are involved in so many things, good things. It may be the distribution of the food. It may be the ladies meeting. It may be the fun fair. It may be whatever. It may be the building project. It may be buying a land. It may be that. Everything is good, but not at the expense of the leaving the ministry of the word. No! Jezebel is very subtle. Jezebel is a vicious cobra. Loves to sleep within the church. And it destroys the fasting and praying. It destroys the Bible studies. It destroys the preaching of the word. It destroys the real message of repentance. That is, oh, we can't take that up. It's too hard. Send us some preachers with nice words, some nice pastors who will speak very softly. Good morning, church. How many days we have neglected the word of God and we have excused ourselves? How many days? Brother Seth, and I have told you this before, and I want to tell this again. Prayerfully study the book of Joel. Everyone, most of the time we preach about the second chapter, after the restoration, the fasting, the confession and everything. God says, I will restore the canker worm and the locust and everything has eaten. All those are demons, evil spirits. These spirits have infiltrated the church and God's people, the Jews. The vine is the church. The fig tree in the first chapter is people of Israel, and this has been destroyed. And if you turn to the book of Joel, I just want to show one thing as I close. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 1, verse 16. Is not the meat cut off from before your eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of God. Jezebel's spirit has sent so much of demonic spirits inside the church. It makes people in a state of coma. They don't hunger for the word of God now.
there is no revelation knowledge. The revelation knowledge is the what you call their meat. Is not meat cut off from the house of God? Can you see that? Joy has withered away. Revelation knowledge brings joy for God's people. When Jesus is revealed in your heart, you are joyful. And you say, oh, I didn't see that. A husband and wife can sit and listen to a teacher, an anointed teacher. And then the word of God goes forth. And then the wife taps the husband. Hey, did you see that? And the husband says, what did you see? Why can't you see this? I never knew this. Oh, I didn't see anything. She received the revelation, not the husband. You ask me why? I don't know. But I know that Jezebel opposes. Witchcraft opposes. It distorts. It'll do everything, because revelation knowledge will make you strong. Revelation knowledge will make you grow. Revelation knowledge will make you catch your calling and keep you ignited on fire. But head knowledge, nothing will do, brother. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yes. And the shepherds came and they brought, the kings came. You remember? You teach those things to the Sunday school? Head knowledge. Head knowledge. So brothers and sisters, these are the days. These are the days we should rise up. Meditate, spend time with the word of God. Come what may, redeem the time and stay in the word, stay in the word, stay in the word, receive from him and grow from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, so that we will know our assignment. God has already set aside the work for us, the assignment for us. God decides your and my assignment. We discover. You don't decide your ministry. You don't decide your assignment. You discover it. Oh yes. If you just keep quiet, God is not going to force it upon you. He's not going to open our mouth and then put it inside. No. He said, open your mouth and I will fill it.